United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ahorre, no compre sin visitar Emporio.
Know how fast we can go.
Larry on.
Welcome to Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
Pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. And we say Merry Christmas. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Missouri Conservation Communicator of the Year. NWTF National Outdoor Communicator of the Year. Inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
This is London. London calling in the home, overseas, and European services of the BBC and through United Nations Radio Mediterranean. Supreme Headquarters, Allied Expeditionary Force, have just issued communique number one. Under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France. Under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France.
We now return to your regular programming.
Nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Pulling really close to that campfire. Get your little Thomas coffee, baby. Your handsome but humble host, Ray I, here with Peanut, the Vogler Vogler, and Matty G. Vogler Vogler is all back, doing much better from surgery. Picked him up this morning. Brought him in. Congratulations on everything. You're looking good. You even got a little color today.
Got color.
Can't hear you at all.
Thanks to all our listeners for the great notes.
You got no mic, buddy.
Got no mic?
You got no mic. I told you that mic. See, look at your mic cords hanging off of it. Try that other one.
Oh, how about this one?
That one's much better, yeah. I asked you earlier. Asked you earlier about that mic with all the cords hanging off of it.
Yeah.
Oh, what a Saturday morning!
Well, it's a great way to get started. But thanks to all our listeners for all the great notes and everything
you did,
and the good
you
wishes.
Did get a, yeah, that was great. Good news. Good news. You're doing good. And Peanut was funny this morning when I rode you in and we stopped by and got some stuff for the little food items. She was all good and your buddy till we got the food in the truck.
Yeah, you set the bag down and she just looked at me and growled.
We got a great show lineup. We just came in with a little bit about D-Day. D-Day is this weekend. In the second segment, we're going to do a little tribute to D-Day, 1944, wasn't it? June 6th, this week. Wow. We got lots of stuff going on. And we're going to do the birthday song here in just a minute, but first let me tell you what's on the show. In segment three, me and the Vogelvogler is going to do a little fishing report, right? And a few
yes.
announcements, a little news items. And then in segment four, we're going to visit with Carl McMichael. He's got short stories of the hunt. We're going to talk about his book. And then on segment five, we're going to come back and talk a little bit to Jim Covington of Thomas Coffee. Haven't had him on in a while.
Oh,
time to get him back on the show. And then in segment six, we're going to go out and see Paul Hollis at RTP Outdoors, right?
Yes.
Follow the, what do you always say? Follow the what?
Follow the road to the...
Lone Elk Park.
Lone Elk Park, yes.
Yeah, he's on the right-hand side right there.
North Outer Road.
Yeah. And then we're going to have a tribute to our late friend, Mr. Spence Turner. We're going to do our interview with him about the trout. All of you out there enjoying trout with the fishing season in full swing need to really listen to this interview because this is why you have the trout fishing you have today. And then we got a little story time, a little close. We got some World War II music, comeback music. We got a little fishing music. We're getting into the fishing season, but just wanted to let you know a few things. Okay, a quick announcement, too, by the way. I got an announcement this morning, actually, on the way in. that President Donald Trump declared a federal disaster area in southern Missouri to include Shannon County. So we're going to get Jim Anderson on next week and get upgrade on that. So it says right here, he approved, President Trump approved Eric Greitens' request for major disaster declaration. The declaration is for 48 Missouri counties. So that's even up in our area here. There was more than 1,200 homes damaged in the flooding, at least $58 million in damage, bridges, etc. The president's declaration makes the individual assistance program available and eligible to residents at 27 Missouri counties. That's good news this morning.
That's great.
Good news. How are you, Matty G? Did you make it through the holiday weekend okay?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Living the dream. I'm great.
Living the dream. Yeah. That's just good news about that with the disaster funds, because they really need that. Those communities were really, really, really hurt. Before we get too much further in the show, I'm going to do a couple real quick restaurant reviews here. One, me and Marty went down to Potosi, Vogler Vogler, and we went over for dinner at the Barefoot Cafe. Now, they're over on East Jefferson in Potosi. There's a back street. It's not on the main drag. And I was recommended by some of my relation, and a lot of my relation goes in there and has coffee. I got to go join him for coffee sometime. We went in there and had dinner. Marty had the fried chicken. And I had meatloaf, and it was fabulous, and it was good food. A four-piece chicken, big meatloaf, three sides on each one. We had iced tea. It was like, you know, $25, $26. It was a good price, good food. So me and Jan went back and tried it for breakfast. Excellent breakfast. Highly recommend Barefoot Cafe, Potosi, Missouri. And we'll be, you know, we talk a lot about the different restaurants, but that was most excellent. Good food. Service is great. The young lady was a great waitress, great personality. You know, one of those that doesn't bother you and hover but takes care of you. And they're always happy, and it's great. We highly recommend a Barefoot Cafe in Potosi, Missouri. I know I got a lot of relation down there this morning having their coffee. Great time. Now, I did a report a while back on the Russell House in Hillsboro, and I got a few responses from you like, you know, I wasn't being fair or whatever. But I just tell it like it is. So I went back, unbeknownst to anybody, just yesterday. I went in for lunch, and it took 16 minutes to bring me a salad and a cup of soup. And the place wasn't that, I mean, it was pretty busy, but it wasn't that full. But it took 16 minutes to bring the food, but it took 11 minutes for somebody to even seat me. And there was nobody there. I was standing up front by myself. So, you know, you got to get better. You got to improve these things. So I sit down, and there's a big group of guys to my right. And they were there when I got there, and a family to my left. There was a grandmother and a mother and a daughter and a son to my left. And they were sitting there looking around, everybody getting their food. So I got a cup of soup. Now, I understand portion control, and I know how restaurants do this, and they get people in charge to do these things, but this was not a cup. This was way smaller than a cup, and the cup itself was actually tapered, so it's less. It wasn't a true cup of soup, you know, and for what they charge for that, I mean, come on. But they did say that they were shorthanded. Well, you know, get unshorthanded. You know, you got to run a business. They've had plenty of time to get things going. So I'm sorry that you, those that contacted me, said that I wasn't being fair. I'm being very fair. I got up to leave. I was there 45 minutes for a salad and a baby cup of soup, a tapered bowl. It wasn't even a bowl. It was, you know, I call it the thimble cup of soup. And I walked over to the lady and I said, excuse me, I don't mean to bother you. I'm with KFNS 590 The Fan, and I'm doing a radio report. Could you tell me how long you've been waiting for your food? She goes, a long time. I said, how long's a long time? We've been here 45 minutes. What did you order? She says, hamburgers. So there you go. So, you know, when they get better, we'll give you a great report. But until then, we can't come on the air and say you guys are doing a great job, because you're not. And you've had plenty of time
to hire people.
Plenty of time to make this thing work, because we were there when we did the first report 2 months ago.
Yeah.
3 months ago. And it was absolutely terrible. So that's enough of that. So I had to say it because some of you are reporting back to me. Sorry. You know, that's it. Get your game together, right?
Yes.
What do you got for me, Vogler Vogler?
I've got Bush Memorial.
Okay.
Conservation area, Lakes 3, 4, 5, and 7. Water temperature is 70 degrees. Water level is normal. Water type is clear. And fish reported, catfish. Prospects, kind of slow.
Also, slow.
At Bush Memorial Wildlife today, they're having the veterans fishing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Where they go and get them from the veterans hospital and bring them out. And if you want to go and help with something, they've got all the fishermen they need, but they need people to help with them.
Well, that's good information.
Yeah.
Who do they contact, or where do they go?
Out to Bush Wildlife. They'll tell you where the veterans are.
They'll probably have signage out there, too.
They will. And also, rivers in the area, big river.
In the microphone.
Water temperature is 65 degrees. Water level is high. Water type muddy. Fish reported, catfish. Prospects are fair.
Well,
black bass are fair.
You know, I get a question. We're going to do some more of the fishing reports in segment three, you know, at 7:30. But You know, my question is this: the same thing it was with the moon guide for deer. Deer aren't moving today because of the moon guide. You gonna stay in? If the fishing report is fair or poor, are you not gonna go fishing if you can go fishing? I don't quite understand the reports, because I know people that'll say, I know guys that deer hunted when they said they read the moon guide, they wasn't gonna get up and go hunting. I don't get it. I'm still gonna go fishing even if they say the reports are slow.
It's not catching, it's fishing. You're out there just having
a great time.
Yeah,
yeah.
Beating the hell out of the water.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break. We come back, we're gonna do a tribute to D-Day.
We're gonna do birthdays yet?
Yeah, we got to do the birthdays. You got time to do the birthdays?
And happy birthday to my ex, Cindy.
Yeah, I almost forgot that, didn't I? My daughter's birthday is this month, too. Yeah, I got busy on other stuff, forgot about the birthdays. June birthdays, because it's the first weekend in June.
Steve,
duh.
We're able to make another trip around.
I got the first 5 days or 6 days of June taken care of with my friends.
How about that, Matt? He actually reminded me, the Vogelbacher reminded me we need to do the birthdays.
Now you're 1 year older.
It's pretty amazing. He is back, isn't he?
I am. And it's that coffee stuff. That stuff. Jim, it works real good.
Happy birthday to all our June birthdays, especially my wonderful daughter down in Florida. Let's take a break, boys and girls.
Mother of your favorite granddaughter.
My baby girl, Emma. We'll see y'all on the other side, baby.